podcast, Mental Health for the Culture.
We address real life topics and brainstorm real solutions.
This podcast is meant to be informational and not to serve as a personal counseling session. If you feel that you have some mental health issues that need to be addressed, please find a counselor near you.
I'm Kendra T, the SLP, that's speech language pathologist.
I'm Nedra Tawab. I am a licensed counselor in Charlotte, North Carolina. We wanted to start a podcast to sort of merge our ideas about pop culture and mental health. Lots of times when Kendra and I talk, we talk so much about that, right, Kendra?
Yes, every time we watch a lot of the same shows, and then I'm like, Nedra, did you see this episode? So what do you think about this? And oftentimes those discussions involve the mental health or disability or, you know, different lifestyle, like just all those type of things that are in the episode or a movie or a book or a podcast.
And I think this came about because our Instagram pages sort of reflect that. Like on my page, I post a lot of celebrity stuff and I'll talk about, you know, whatever is going on with them and how it connects to mental health. And you do a bit of that as well.
Yeah, I usually post like how it relates to communication health, because that's more of what I specialize in as far as hearing, speech, language, voice and all that. But also with words and vocabulary, you know, just wordplay is what I call it. But we do a lot of that on our Instagram and in person. So we just wanted to do this podcast to share as a glimpse into those conversations, because I know whenever I had the conversation with Nedra talking about these things, I always feel like I've gained a different perspective, or I don't know, I guess it's kind of like a therapy session for me, maybe, you know, as a friend.
I think as a therapist watching movies, like I'm always thinking like, oh my gosh, that person has anxiety. Like the first scene, I'm like, oh, they locked five locks. It's like anxiety. So I'm always like noticing these different things that have like this mental health spin, whether it's their relationships with people or, you know, just images in TV, in movies, you know, different things going on with celebrities. I think for this podcast, you know, I'll talk a lot about mental health and Kendra will talk about the pop culture part of things.
That is correct. And so our podcast episode will be broken up into segments. First, we will be unpacking the issue of the day, the topic of the day, and then we will give you a tip to help you pack lighter. So going with our metaphor about life, moving through life, we carry baggage a lot of times, and so that can get heavy, and you need to unpack it, but you may need some assistance with unpacking it and then repacking it, but packing lighter.
And it's also like a popular term that people use in counseling, like, I'll help you unpack this. And so it just came about in a natural sort of organic way. It's a word that connected for both of us.
I can always tell people who have gone to therapy when they use that language, well, let me help you unpack this.
Right.
I need
to
unpack this.
Okay. So pack light comes from also a lyric and a song by Erykah Badu.
Your guru.
One of my favorite people in the whole wide world. And I'm sure you all know the Bag Lady song. So we absolutely use that like as a life metaphor. We want to be sure that we're packing light, we're not carrying baggage, carrying other people's stuff, and that we are tending to our own stuff. So that would mean that we need to pack light.
That's right. And because our episodes are going to be shorter, 15 to 20 minutes, it also fits in with that. We are packing light with our information and making a connection with each other and you all.
So just briefly, Kendra and I are both girls from Detroit, living in Charlotte, and we've been friends. I've been here since 2009, so I've known Kendra that entire time. And our vibe when we have conversations is a lot of what you all will hear on this show. So hopefully you enjoy. Today, we are going to be talking about
finding a counselor.
Finding a counselor. So lots of times I get asked, because I'm a counselor, where do I find a counselor?
I've asked her that same question. Find me a counselor.
Yes.
It's actually not a question, but find me a counselor. Or how can I find a counselor?
How can I find a counselor? I think finding a counselor for everybody is so different, because some people have very specific preferences that they want. Like they may want somebody Christian. They may want a black woman. They may want someone who have kids. So, you know, helping somebody find a counselor in that way could get a little tricky, because I know therapists, but I may not know all of their personal information.
Right.
So I tend to do a lot of focusing on what sort of things you're looking to have help with, what area you live in, if you're trying to use insurance. Those sorts of things are very helpful for me determining who would be a good therapist for you. What do you look for when you look for a therapist, Kendra?
Well, I don't look for anything specific with the person. I'm still in the process of finding one. I mean, you've made some recommendations for me, so I'm going to explore those. But logistically, the first thing I want is somebody close to my house. I don't like driving very far, so I want somebody who I can just drive about 10, 15 minutes with no traffic or very little traffic to get to. Now, when I get there, I am looking for maybe, you know, the way the office is set up, how inviting it is, you know, the aura and the energy that I get from it. And that's what I'm also looking for, you know, when I actually meet with the counselor, you know, what's that person's energy. I don't really feel like I need to be restricted to say a man or a woman, black or white. I am a black woman, but I don't feel like my counselor has to be a black woman. That may be preferable, but mainly it's somebody that I feel comfortable sitting down and
I think race could be very important if the issues you're dealing with are racial related. Like, true, if you're in corporate America and you're having issues at work around getting along with your coworkers and you think it's racially motivated, and I think it's very important for you to feel.
Or if you have some issues of how you feel about your looks, your body, your hair, your image.
Absolutely. Then, yes, meeting with someone who is similar to you could be very helpful.
That makes sense.
Yes, it does. You know, the thing you mentioned about offices being aesthetically pleasing, recently, I had a friend talk about going to see a therapist and not liking the therapist's office and that being the off-putting part.
It is.
So a lot of times now with technology and everything, if you go to Google or if you go to Psychology Today or one of those sort of websites, people will have pictures of what their office looked like to give you an indication of what to expect. So that could be a very good way for you to figure out if it's a good setting for you. The way my office is set up, I have like yellow and gray because I don't want people to feel like, and then the walls are like a lighter color. So I want it to be like bright, and I have like colorful art on the wall, and I have plants in my office.
Your office is beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
I was not paid to say that.
Well, you can definitely look up pictures of my office as a prototype.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, most important, you have to have a good therapist. Mm-hmm. And whether or not that good therapist is in a shoebox or a beautiful office, you know, you want to make sure. Or a beautiful shoebox. You want to make sure that the person is a good fit with your personality. Yeah. I have heard, you know, horror stories of folks going to counselors and they continue to go. And the fifth time they're like, it's not a good fit. Well, guess what? You probably knew the first time it wasn't a good fit and you just kept going. And I think if you go once and you feel like it's not a good fit, it's perfectly fine just to move on and see if you could find another counselor who might be a better fit.
Yeah, I think that maybe people in that situation, they might feel like, well, they're a nice person, or I've already gotten my insurance cleared by them, or, you know, I'm a black woman, she's a black woman. Like, it'll just work out, you know. So it may be, and then also change, you know. You've already gotten yourself together and built up your enthusiasm and scheduled the appointment and gotten there. So now, you know, you don't want to change, and then what you think is trying to get comfortable with somebody else, even though you never got comfortable with that person.
Well, I think there are a few things. You know, I think there is going to be a certain level of anxiety for some people just going to the first session. So if that's the case, then it may not be that they're not a good fit. It may just be that you're having some anxiety you have to process.
Yeah.
Someone who's not a good fit would be someone who just has a theoretical approach that doesn't work for your personality.
Oh.
So if you go in and this person is saying, yeah, we're going to meditate and we're going to use essential oils, and you know that you don't meditate and you're not interested in any essential oils, that may not be the therapist for you. You may have to find someone else. Myself, I'm an eclectic therapist, so I use a lot of different approaches. So there are times where I may use essential oils, or I may refer someone to reading a book, or we may do some homework or that sort of thing. But I try to feel people out. But there are some therapists who are very sound in their theoretical approach, and they will tell you, I am cognitive behavioral therapist. I am a psychoanalyst. And all of those things mean something, and it determines how they're going to work with you.
When you said you are an eclectic therapist, I thought you meant, you know, your personality and your style.
That too.
That is
too. That too. Yeah. Yes, I'm eclectic in my personality and my style, but also my approach. I never want to use one size fits all.
Right.
I do glean a little closer to like a positive therapy, cognitive sort of modality, but I use other things that could be useful for people. I definitely don't make people do homework if they don't like homework. If I give it to you once and you don't do it, I don't give it to you anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty much my therapy style. I mean, you know, we do different types of therapy and counseling, but as a speech therapist, or as a speech language pathologist doing speech therapy, you know, we have lots of different strategies and interventions. And so, I tailor it to what works for that particular student or that group of students, not just, this is the latest, this is what's trendy, this is what everyone is saying, research is saying works. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it with everyone, because that doesn't usually work.
So much like Kendra suggested, I think the best place to start with finding a therapist is to talk to your friends and see if they already have someone that they're seeing, because chances are, if they found someone they like, you guys have a similar personality, you might like that person too. Or to go online, look at Psychology Today, Good Therapy, Therapy for Black Girls. All of those things are resources and directories. So they'll kind of list people and give you a bio of the things they're able to work with. And that information, you could just sort through those and be able to find somebody who's a good fit for you.
So is that your tip of the day to help pack lighter? Or you got more tips?
My tip of the day to pack light is to consider counseling and to be very thorough in your search to find a counselor, because let's face it, we all don't have a lot of time. So you want to make sure that you're finding a person who's a good fit for you. So definitely look up information about the person so you can be clear that this is someone who treats what you want to be seen for. What's your pack light tip, Kendra?
My tip for finding a therapist or a counselor is to, you can find out what you can find out about them before you get there, and then have one appointment, you know, and get a feel that way. Like you said, talking to your friends, because if you and your friends have similar personalities and viewpoints, then if they have a therapist they like, most likely that person would be good for you. Except you cannot talk about your friends to that therapist if that's what you feel like you need to do. Or maybe you could. I don't know, you know.
No, you couldn't.
Put the therapist in the middle.
If you needed to do that, then find a new therapist. Please don't put the therapist in the middle. Yeah. I forgot to mention something. Oh. A lot of therapists will offer an initial consultation, and some of them will do it by phone, or they will do it in person. And that's also a good way to sort of talk to someone to get familiar with them to see if they're a good fit. And you don't have to commit to anything. And most of the time, those things are free.
What about if you are in the consultation or in the session with the therapist and you know you're not really feeling them? So can you ask them for a referral to another therapist?
If you bossy. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think when I've had, like, I have a feeling when people are not a good connection with me, and I will offer, like, these are people who you might could see. Sometimes it's geographical, they don't live near me, or sometimes it's economic, I don't meet their budget. Or sometimes it's just not a good fit. And in those cases, I always try to give people other resources. I realize that I can't see everybody, but there's somebody that you can see. So I don't think there's anything wrong with asking that therapist. Okay. I think most people would be uncomfortable doing it.
Yeah, I think they would. That takes a certain personality type that we both don't have. I would definitely ask for a referral. So those are that's our tip for the day. And pack light.
This is our first episode. Join us next time.
Ooh, in the can.
Pack light.
Nedra, where can you be found?
If you're in the North Carolina area and looking for counseling, please check out my website, www.kaleidoscopecounselingpllc.com. I have a planner that is intended for intentional living and self-care. It's called the Empowered Planner. You can also find that information on my website. And if you're on Instagram, check me out at Kaleidoscope Counseling. Kendra, where can they find you?
On Instagram and Facebook, I am KendraT.the.slp. That's speech language pathologist, because that's what I am. And my website is communicationsynergy.net. You can go there for communication health tips and wordplay fun.
It's real. Elevated elegance on another element. And she keep it genuine. Special dedication going out to my...